The Patriots who have made their way around the ridgeline are slowly coming up the far hillside toward you, moving from tree to tree. There is a small stand of trees on the sharpest part of the slope below you, as there is today, and Whig riflemen have stationed themselves there. Loyalists are in a line between you and them, shooting downhill at random. Down there, probably, two rifleman friends are sharing a tree for cover as they fire. One is left-handed, and the other a righty. But John Smith is shot in the chest, and before he dies, cries out, "Robert, tell Polly I'm gone. Fight on, Robert." Two Whig brothers down there, named Sharp with an E, are skilled marksmen. They see Colonel Warlick on horseback near the spot and discuss who will try to hit him. One brother states he is the better shot and should do it, but as he takes aim, is hit by a musket ball in the arm. The other takes the shot, and Warlick falls dead. Some sources claim this is the origin of the term sharpshooter. No web resources on the word mention this incident, but the battle predates all but one of the other explanations, so it is possible. Warlick's death convinces the Tories their position has become perilous. From all sides of this spot, men begin pulling back to your left. They retreat down the hill and the road you were on, which continues across today's elementary school diagonally, downhill toward Ramsar's Mill. The Patriots hesitate to pursue, perhaps recalling what happened the previous time the Loyalists got behind this summit. When they do finally converge here, most of the survivors are gone. Warlick is believed to be buried where he fell, joined by his brother Philip, who also died here, and another Loyalist. Read the marker and monument if you wish, and then go to the brick-walled area to your left. Pause the audio until you arrive there. This is the mass grave of 56 men from both sides, buried in a long trench left to right. Lieutenant Patton said he did part of the work. After the battle, a group of us dug a trench on the far side of the hill and laid the bodies of the dead men all together in it. It was terrible work, the worst I ever done in my life. Before leaving the summit, you may want to listen to the Camps of the Race section below. Otherwise, follow the instructions under A Long Ride to Widowhood and use its audio clip.